Lucinda and I have just been demonstrating some rather lovely dad dancing to that trail here in the studio. And talking of dancing, from the Irish jig to hip-hop and flamenco, most dances are deeply connected to our sense of identity. A conference in Liverpool this weekend is examining how our heritage is celebrated and passed on through dance. I went to World Museum Liverpool today, where the conference is taking place, to meet some of those taking part. The afternoon included a dance called Spirit of Liverpool.
I'm Judy Ling Wong, Director of Black Environment Network, which is an organisation set up to enable full participation from minorities in heritage and environment.
Hello, I'm Bishaka Sarkar, Artistic Director of Chaturangan. I'm a seaside-based Indian dancer.
Hi, I'm Ken Bartlett. I'm Creative Director of the Foundation for Community Dance, which is a UK-wide organisation supporting wider participation and access to dance in all its forms.
So we're in World Museum Liverpool, the kind of place where you would expect to see fossils and ancient Egyptian relics, but not necessarily people talking about dance and indeed dancing. So Ken, why are you here?
Well, it is the World Museum, and we're talking about world dance and world heritage and the heritage of dancing that everybody in the world takes part in.
What's your particular background then in relation to dance?
Oh, I have a very eclectic and wide-ranging background, starting clog dancing in Lancashire when I was age 5 and 6. But it's become much wider and much broader now, so that I'm really excited by all kinds of dancing and what it does for people and what it does for their lives and what it does for their communities.
And when we talk about heritage and dance, I think people would traditionally think of other heritages as opposed to sort of traditional British or English dances. And clog dancing, you can't get much more kind of traditional English than that, apart from maybe Morris dancing. So does that come into play then when you're thinking about things
clog
like
dancing
this?
Led to tap dancing, which became a famous international dance form. And actually, we're in a very multiracial, multi-ethnic country where all kinds of traditions of dance are living.